Subset G under reports. This is setting a public hearing for March 4th, which is our next regular city council meeting for a special events license for the Iron Horse during the rally for 4 days between August 2nd through the 10th. There is some staff report that goes along with it, along with a sound study that was done by Iron Horse when they been working with Daniel on this. I guess it's important to note we're just setting a public hearing, and to keep precedence that's been set, there isn't a lot of discussion. Dan, if you want to add something at this point, I'll certainly let you.
Sure. I will try to make this very brief. I'm getting the idea.
It's past 10 o'clock on amplified sound.
I guess I'm done. Just to make sure everyone's fully clear that this was not an original idea or request that was brought forward by the owners of Iron Horse. Instead, this came about during the rally, probably about 20 minutes after the owners of the Iron Horse asked that no profane language be used. Anyway, I had a discussion with the owners of the Iron Horse to try to see if some of the issues that we've had with the property could potentially be relieved. During that time, there were several police officers that were there, and I think the chief was there as well, that we were kind of going through. There's two main issues of concern with how the property is currently situated. One is the alleyway, and in particular the alleyway during the rally, that there's a significant number of people that walk across the alley going from the parking area into the venue, back and forth. Also, there's a lot of people that are staying in the alley and are just listening to the music. Unfortunately, since it is an active alley, there are people that are using the alley. By looking at it, very few really seem to be people that are using that for a specific purpose. The majority of times, it does truly appear to be that it's people that are looking at the concerts, or they might be delivery trucks or even our own garbage trucks. The reality is that is a safety concern about having the large number of pedestrians that are walking through that alley and the number of vehicles that are going through. As I said, I think 3 years ago when we brought this up, it's not going to take long before we have a significant accident there. That's an issue that I personally would like to have resolved. I think that's a line issue, a safety issue that is there. In addition to that, we know that there each year tend to be some comments from residents that are directly east of the venue about concerns from the sound that's coming from that property. And with that being said, I approached the owners to see if there would be any potential of reorienting the stage so that the sound would actually go more towards the commercial area of downtown. Again, noting that really you're just moving the area that's being impacted from the concerts, but the reality is if you move it so that the stage is oriented facing the west, that's where the sound would be heading to. Again, that's not positive for every property, but if you look on it as a whole, it and the attached sound study that I did ask the owners to do and the owners did complete that the city did not pay for, it does go to show that the actual sound volumes are lower in residential areas if it's reoriented. So not that it actually is a reduction in the overall amount of noise. It is not a reduction, but it's projected over a far more commercial area than what it is over a residential area. And talking with the owners, they have made a proposal, which in my mind I think makes a lot of sense, which is to try it on a trial basis during this year's rally. What they are proposing is for a 4-day period during the rally. I don't know exactly what days potentially, but during a 4-day period, that they would be able to construct a temporary stage that would be oriented more towards the west. And then the rest of the time they would be using their existing stage that is there. That way we can truly see for ourselves, based on residential complaints and everything else, is one more effective than the other? And if one actually causes more concerns than the other, we not allow that in the future. Again, I just want to really point that this is something that I brought forward just as a way to try to reduce the impact from it. I don't think it's a guarantee that it's going to, but I do think it's a good faith effort that the owners, met with me on behalf of the city trying to say we want to try to work and see if there's a manageable solution to reduce the level of impact that this has on the residential areas of the community. I know in the past when we've talked about closing the alley, there has been concern about having other east-west avenues so that people would be able to traverse without necessarily having to go on Lazelle. The one point that has been talked about for quite some time, especially by the park board, is to continue the construction of Woodland Drive to go across the city park so that that would go all the way to Junction Avenue. As part of this, that has been brought up, that is something that we could at least gravel that path to see how that would work so that throughout the year after football games or other points, they would be able to exit out onto Junction, but also during rally that would give people another means to be able to go east and west without having to go on Lazelle. However, when you look at the traffic that is trying to go westbound on the alley, they are still able to do that on Lazelle. And if you look, especially during the evening hours, westbound traffic on Lazelle is not heavily impacted. So if you were to close the alley, it would be another half block that people would have to travel to the south to be able to make a right-hand turn onto Lazelle to continue going south. In addition, this trial period would not be a full permanent closure of the alley. It would just be during the rally period. The driveway to the east would still be open for local traffic so that the residents of the apartment complex on the northeast corner would still be able to enter, but it would be for local traffic only, in other words, only for those residents. The alley entrance on the west side would be open simply for people entering the property to use the parking. Their parking area would be used on the north side of the alley when they're using the stage on the south side or their permanent stage. It would the parking would then swap to where their current stage kind of attendance area is when they would hold a concert on the north side. Again, the idea behind this is simply to allow a trial period to see if it does reduce the impacts. The sound study seems to suggest that it likely would. However, we're not guaranteeing that it would occur. And if it does not occur, then the recommendation would be to not do it in the future, but at least as a way to try to see if this would actually make a difference in future years. And so what would happen is if this were set to allow an open container so that people would be able to cross on both sides of the property over the city alleyway. What this would allow is so that people can do that during that 4-day period. And if it is successful and if it does have a lesser, if it reduces the impact to the community, then there could be a discussion after the rally this year about whether or not that should occur permanently. This is not a guarantee that it would occur permanently. Instead, it would be a trial period so that we can truly see if it does have a measurable impact on reducing some of the issues that we've had in the past.
Thanks, Daniel. I guess, again, we're considering to set the public hearing for next regular meeting. Is there a motion on that? I think that the discussion points need to be done to be fair to all. First, the public hearing needs to be set so all people involved can know that it's happening on March 4th. That's the purpose of that transparency. In the past, when we're setting public hearings, there truly hasn't been a full outblown discussion, so I wouldn't like to change that precedent at this point. Correct. To set the public hearing or not is the only action.
I move to deny the request.
I have a first by Mike to deny the request to set a public hearing. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
I have a second by Terry. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
I think I had Steve, Mike, and Terry. Is that correct on that? Did I hear that?
Yep.
All those not in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating no.
No.
Which would be Jason, Ron, Rhea, Becca, Dave, and myself. So that motion fails to deny the public hearing being set.
Before we make the next motion, how many people here in the audience are here for this portion of the agenda?
I think it's important to note, and again, with precedence that's been set in the past, that when we're setting a public hearing, the discussions are rather limited on to are we going to set it or not. I believe that once it's posted in the paper and in the minutes for this, people understand that there's a further discussion coming up and possible further action. Again, as chair of this board, I don't want to change that precedent on discussion of setting a public hearing at this point in time. But if there's no motion, there would be no public hearing.
I'll move to set the public hearing for March 4th, 2019 for the special event.
I have a first by Ron. To set the public hearing for the special events and for open container resolution. Is that correct in your motion, Ron?
Correct, yeah, and open container.
And a second by Rhea. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no.
No.
We had Steve, Mike, and Terry on a no there. Public hearing is set for next meeting.